Amen. As our God and our King, we'll remain standing for the scripture reading today from Galatians 4. So if you'd like to turn there, you can. Galatians 4, we're going to read 21 through 30, and you're going to see this is familiar in our sermon text for today as well. Galatians 4, 21 through 30, hear now the living and abiding word of God. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise, which things are symbolic. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to Jerusalem, which is now, and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear, break forth and shout, you who are not in labor, for the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the Scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Amen. You may be seated. Now we'll go to our God in prayer. Father, as we come before you this morning and we read the scripture text, we're reminded of the incredible truth to which you've freely imparted us through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we praise you for this, and we're humbled. We're humbled that that curtain was torn in two into this new covenant, and that your grace not only has been poured out upon us in our justification and salvation through you, but also it is continually poured out day by day. The sustaining providence of our God is incredible. We take one step, we think one thought, we breathe one breath, and God, we know it is by your grace. It is you are with us. And we know that it is only through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can live and have this life, for we were just dead in our trespasses, not just some sort of temporary, lifeless, sort of awake death, but completely dead, completely out of relationship, even in rebellion against you. And we are thankful and humbled that the blood of Jesus Christ has not only saved us and taken away our sins, but has imparted and imputed to us the righteousness of Christ. How amazing it is that when you look at your children, you see the righteousness of Christ. Lord, we are undeserving of such grace. And God, this precious word that we are amazed by, your law, your truth eternally, it's our food. It's sweeter than honey and drippings from the honeycomb. Your word is what we live by. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And Lord, we're humbled that we can so just freely grab a Bible or even pull it up on our computer or phone and read the truth of eternity, the truth of the universe. Oh God, may the scripture be our only compass in life. Now, God, we boldly come to the throne of grace, and we come to bring you our corporate praises, our petitions, our supplications. We need you, Lord, so we come in our time of need. God, we come humbly. Although we pray for things and we ask for things, our heart is that of that we were taught by Christ. God, not our will, but Lord, your will be done. We want to not pray in pride, but we pray humbly, knowing your ways are higher than our ways. God, asking you for your mercy once again, crying out to you for your mercy, God. We do that now. But we also pray, Father, in confidence, knowing that you give good gifts to your children, knowing that you have promised to bless the righteous that call upon your name. Oh, Father, help us to walk through the trial by looking to you, continuing to looking to you, never departing or taking our eyes off of that which is ahead of us, but walking in faith. Oh God, give us faith. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful blessed covenant of marriage that you've given us, so many of us here in this room. And God, we ask that you would work in our marriages, that you'd sanctify us in our marriages. Oh God, make us as husbands here to clearly take upon the call you've given us to give up of ourselves for our wife, to cherish, to nurture, and to love our wives. Oh God, cut us to the quick when we don't do this, when we don't perform and act in that way, when we don't live according to the selfless call and servant leadership of Jesus Christ. And wives, Lord, I pray all of our wives would help, encourage, honor, and love their husbands. That oneness between husband and wife would deepen, and that you would enrich this covenant that you have established, this companionship by covenant, you call it, God. And Lord, we pray that husbands and wives would continually, all day long, be looking for opportunities to love one another, to encourage one another, and bless one another, and just build one another up, to sacrifice for one another. What can they put down in their lives to build up the other? Oh God, we pray for this continual mutual edification between husbands and wives, and you would grow these gardens of marriage to just be bountiful fruit and vegetables that are huge and strong and flowing out of the garden, reaping with blessing every day. Father, we pray for Garrett and Elizabeth and their upcoming wedding. We're thankful that you're continuing, despite the culture's desire to tear down marriage or redefine it or completely destroy it. God, you are sustaining the purity of this covenant amongst your people. And we pray for that in every marriage that goes forth. And God, we pray for the work that you're doing, edification here amongst the brothers and sisters. We pray for the Aurora Ladies Bible Study. God, we pray for rich edification there. God, we pray for the ladies that you've brought children in their womb to, and children most recently. We pray for our sisters Jessica and Becky and Emily. Father, bless them. Oh God, give them faith to walk this path. Once again, all of these ladies have already had a child. You've given them more. God, we thank you and praise you for so good to us, God. Once again, undeserving of these blessings. And Father, we pray for more children. Pray for more children, God. And we pray boldly, God, that every child conceived in families in this church would be elect. Oh God, we pray that you would raise up Jacobs here, Lord. Daniels, Davids, Lydias, Priscillas, Aquilas, Peters, Marys. Oh God, give us men and women of faith. Lord, if you give us Esau's, may we faithfully impart to them the word of God and the truth of your covenant, no matter what. Oh God, give us faith to do that, that we would proclaim and disciple and witness your truth, whether it be to the little one right in front of us or the stranger that we come across in Walmart. Oh God, may we proclaim your truth and glory. Father, we pray for a new job that our brother Donald Metcalf desires. Oh God, be gracious to him in this. We pray for the Roach family now as they're just had the funeral of our brother Bill's mother. Oh Father, we pray that the word spoken there would be lasting, would be convicting, would be quickening in the hearts of both Christian and non-Christian. Father, we pray that our hearts and actions here in our congregation would be heavenly minded. Give us those words, those thoughts of Colossians, God, that our mind would be set upon things above at all times. And Father, protect us. There's so much false teaching going on, false doctrine, just false attitudes, wrong thinking, redefinitions of sin. Oh God, would you not enable us to fall prey to false teaching, but God, protect us from this. God, we pray that you would equip and build and strengthen your local churches. We are thankful for this church. We know the trials and tribulations you bring us through, the furnace, as it were. Oh God, be the God of furnace to us, and may we embrace that, knowing that you are clearing away the dross. Painful though it is good to grow us in holiness, to grow your bride into this spotless, blameless, precious gem. Father, we pray for Joel Eden's exam coming up. We're thankful for this new job you've given him. And Father, we pray you'd help him to pass this exam so he can proceed. God, be with Lindsay. We pray for this upcoming surgery, but Lord, we also pray you would just miraculously return her sight to her. Wow, what a glory, God. And we're so thankful that we can just in peace say, we know you can just do that right now if you want to. You are our God. And so we petition you, God, for that. But indeed, your ways are higher than our ways. And so we trust in you and your timing. Same for Finley. God, what if you just healed his back, wandering back spine immediately? Praise be to God. Do it. Lord, if surgery be your means, amen. Be in that surgery. But we trust in you. God, I pray you'd provide housing for our brother Caleb Hansberry. God, be with him. Sustain him day by day. Give him faith to press on. These are always challenges. God, we thank you for our sister Jeannie's diligence in preparing for the Tough Mudder. I was so encouraged, God, to see her walk through that. Thank you, God. Thank you for diligence. Thank you for perseverance that we know we only have by the faith given by Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I pray that that encouragement would continue in our sister. We pray for our young men and women who desire to be married. Oh, God, provide godly spouses, we pray. God, we want this. We want we want 100 marriages in the next 10 years. God, bring it, we pray. We pray for the CPC, and as all the churches in the CPC are praying for Reformation Church this morning, Lord, we pray for this denomination. We thank you for these brothers and sisters. Thank you for this regional church, the big family here that you've brought us in relationship with. We thank you for the ordination of Ray Simmons, and we pray for more elders to be brought up, God. This has been our prayer for years. And Father, lastly, we reflect on this pastor, this Zimbabwe pastor, martyred for his faith, so bold in Christ, so bold, so confident in the power of his God. Oh Lord, we pray that you would do this in our lives, that we may declare as he did, that my pace is set, my gate is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is tough, my companions are few, but my guide is reliable and my mission is clear. Oh God, would you raise this in our hearts and prepare us now, Lord. Give our hearts those receiving spirits to receive your word. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.